From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says government warplanes struck a rebel-held neighborhood in the center of Homs Sunday. It says at least three people were killed and dozens wounded. Meanwhile, President Bashar al-Assad's forces are said to be pushing toward the city of Palmyra, which was overrun by the Islamic State in December. Syrian opposition activist Hamza Manzer emerged from a meeting with United Nations Syria envoy Stéphane de Mistura to say that the opposition needs to present a united front in upcoming peace talks. A senior commander says Iraqi militarized police have captured a neighborhood on the western side of Mosul. Major General Haider al-Maturi says his troops entered the Tarayan neighborhood Sunday morning and that it is now under their control. Al-Maturi said Islamic State militants deployed at least 10 suicide car bombs, but nine of them were blown up before reaching their targets. Thousands of Russians marched in Moscow to mark the two-year anniversary of the death of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, who was gunned down outside the Kremlin. Marchers carried Russian flags and signs with quotes from Nemtsov. He was a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and members of the opposition blame the government for his killing, although the Kremlin denies involvement. The Foreign Ministry of the Czech Republic says one of its nationals sentenced to prison in Sudan has been released and sent home. Petr Jasek had received a 20-year prison term for charges that included espionage, charges the government called groundless. This is VOA News. The 89th Annual Oscars Movie Awards Ceremony will be held Sunday in California. The film La La Land, keep an eye on that one, has 14 nominations, including Best Picture. The U.S. Congress returns to Washington this week to confront such issues as health care and the Supreme Court. President Donald Trump plans to make a speech to a joint session of Congress Tuesday. President Trump mocked the Democrats' election of former Labor Secretary Tom Perez as head of their national committee. In comments on his Twitter account, Mr. Trump said sarcastically that he could not be happier for Perez or for the Republican Party. The Democrats are trying to regroup from their upset loss to Mr. Trump in November. Perez is the first Latino to hold the post. The new DNC chairman will oversee a party financially drained by the 2016 election, but one that has been energized this year by grassroots protests against President Trump and his policies. Public opinion polls indicate approval ratings for U.S. President Donald Trump are at a record low for a newly inaugurated president. In the latest survey, NBC News and The Wall Street Journal said Sunday that just 44% of Americans approve of his performance, with 48% saying they disapprove. Two other polls in recent days showed similar results. A national gathering of U.S. state leaders continues Sunday in Washington with a focus on child hunger and infrastructure efforts. The meeting, the annual meeting of the National Governors Association, follows President Donald Trump's recent order to get tougher on an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants in the United States. A Taliban leader has issued a statement in four languages calling on Afghans to plant more trees. The rare public announcement comes amid fears of new attacks during the springtime. Taliban leader Mullah Haibatullah Akhundzadeh said Sunday that trees have an important role in environmental protection, economic development, and beautification of the earth, his words. The message says the Taliban will continue, though, to be actively engaged in a struggle against what it calls foreign invaders and their hirelings. Germany's acceptance of more than a million foreign refugees led to ethnic tensions and a spike in attacks on migrants. Police officials say there were more than 3,500 attacks on migrants last year. More than 500 people were injured in the attacks. The German government says it strongly condemns the violence. A vehicle plowed into a crowd watching a parade in New Orleans Saturday, injuring at least 28 people. The incident came during one of the busiest nights of the Mardi Gras festival. Police say a driver inside a pickup truck struck several vehicles, including a dump truck, before plowing into a crowd. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.